So what are the obstacles to prevent deep learning? Well, first of all, definitions. We have to have a common definition, otherwise we're not communicating. If I think black is means white and you think white means black, we're not defining terms. So definition becomes paramount. The second is communication skill sets. And the third one is our mindset. So these three are the sets of learning skills which will facilitate the fast track to enlightenment. Now let's go into each and every one of them. Next slide, please. By definition of terms, this is important. For example, in our survey, we ask, why do you want to learn Buddhism? Then you have to define what is Buddhism. You might get various answers, your motivation question, depending on the definition of Buddhism. But we have already defined Buddhism as enlightenment. So when we ask, why do you want to learn Buddhism, we are asking, why do you want to learn the way to enlightenment? What is Buddhism? Buddhism is the way to enlightenment. So that becomes a critical definition. Otherwise, you say, oh, I went to Buddhist class, but he's not teaching what I want to learn. Well, here we're talking about the way to enlightenment. Okay, so definition is paramount. Next slide, please. Now the second deep learning skill set is communication skill set. And here we boil it down to 4 points. A-A-D-E. First one is active listening. Second one is appreciation. Third one is expression, I'm expressing. And fourth one is establishing a collective consciousness. So as I am actively talking now, you are actively listening. Whether I'm speaking good or bad, I hope you will appreciate what I'm talking about. And I'm trying my very best to express myself, and I hope during class discussion you will be too, expressing your opinion. There's no right or wrong. And at the end of the lecture, I hope we can establish some collective consciousness, okay? So it's A-A-E-E-N-C-C at the end, so that's easy to, for us to remember. So this is the second communication skill set which is going to facilitate a fast track towards enlightenment. Sir, next slide, please. Okay, so by active listening, we mean we do not criticize, not try to fit information into our pre-existing silos and accept others' opinion and do not interrupt and all these things. In other words, what we're doing is we're trying to overcome our ego. That's the bottom line. But there's an ego component which is preventing us from actively listening. Next slide, please. Appreciation. Discover stubbornness in oneself, connect with the speaker, improve elements of factor that mold our character, and so on. In other words, the bottom line is we're overcoming ego again. It's the ego which is preventing us from appreciating other people. Next slide. Expression. Overcoming the fear of public speaking, which is an ego thing, right? Because the ego says, oh, if I say something wrong, other people might think it's an ego thing. Contribute by giving oneself, oh, I'm just there to soak it all in. I don't want to participate. Again, it's an ego thing. Again, the bottom line is the ego component that is preventing us from expressing ourselves. Next slide, please. Finally, establishing collective consciousness, because the whole is greater than its parts. So you can see this car is malfunctional unless the parts are put together. Put together, it's a car. So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In other words, the little ego, the small self that I have to come together to create a collective consciousness in order for this to work. Again, that means breaking out of our thinking boxes and overcoming the ego, the little egos. Okay? So the bottom line is, we recognize now one major thing. The ego is preventing us from becoming enlightened. That is why we're spending so much time understanding ego, because we keep our friends close, we keep our enemy even closer. By understanding our enemy, we can overcome our ego. Okay? That's why we're spending a lot of time, and today we're talking about ego again. Next slide. The final learning skill set is what we call the mindset. What do we mean by mindset? We mean we have to have a very open mind in order to absorb so much information. Enlightened persons, their mind is wide open. An egotistic or egocentric person, they have very narrow mind, they have very closed minds. Okay? So it's a mindset that is critical. So next slide, please. To address the mindset, we spend 2 or 3 lectures on mindset called Beyond Infinity, How to Extend Our Thinking Mode. And I will have to ask you to go to the AW website to review this. So we spend a lot of time. Now how do we do this? Next slide, please. We do this by, you know, going through life, we learn to counting bigger numbers. Okay? But next slide, please. Eventually, a number is no longer countable, we call it infinity. So we define infinity is unmeasurable. Then unlimited. We don't understand that. And numbers we can count, we define as finite, is measurable, capable of being completely counted. So the two terms are mutually exclusive. If a number is finite, it cannot be infinite. If something is infinite, it is not, by definition, not countable. So two opposing dualistic view. By definition, is where definition is important. Alright? No problem? Next slide. Then we ask you to start counting numbers. 10, 100, 1,000, million, billion, trillion, quadrillion. After that, there's no more trillion. So we can see billion or trillion, you know, these are just fictitious names. But each of these actually have a finite number. As soon as you call something infinity, so how do you define infinity? Is infinity gazillion or zillion or what? See, here without the concept of finite versus infinite. Next slide, please. We then ask you to do a square, right? And we keep on squaring the number from that gazillion, we keep going, and this is the number of operations, these are the squares, these are the units, and these are the number of digits. That's not the value, it's the number of digits of how big that number would be. It's like this. And we keep on going, next slide, keep on going, there is no end to this. Right? At this point, we have broken through the concept of duality. We have opened up our mind. There's no such thing as finite anymore. There's no such thing as infinity, even though we understand what finite and infinity mean. This is how we break open our mind. We break open duality. Okay? So, in other words, next slide please. We are living in thinking boxes. Trillion? Yeah, I understand trillion. A bigger thinking box? Yeah, quadrillion. I understand quadrillion. Of course, a child might stop. Their thinking box might stop. An older child, the thinking box might stop at 1,000 or 10,000, 100,000. When you talk trillion, your child will understand. Even the adult, when it goes to trillion, quadrillion, okay, after that, the thinking box is limited. So, in other words, by counting numbers, we are increasing the thinking box. our mind is getting more and more open. Let's see. It is the reverse of the ego. As our mind opens, our ego gets smaller and smaller. So now you see all the lectures are tied together. Next slide, please. In other words, when we have a big ego, our mind is closed. Okay? If we have a small ego, the smaller the ego, the more open is our mind. So this is a reverse correlation between ego and mind. So that is why up to now, today, we are talking about two things. Two major determinants to enlightenment. These are the basic prerequisites. Never mind about learning anything about science, Buddhism, metaphysics, philosophy, nothing. There are two things we have to acquire. Number one, overcoming the ego. Number two, opening up our mind. Once we have these, very little ego, mind open, everything else is easy. Okay? So that is why today we continue with our exercise for understanding ego and how to overcome it. Alright? And so, at this point, would you please close this presentation?
This morning I read the talk in front, and they said that the two largest computers called Titan, the Titan is going online, like actually they can come, and then you know how high they can come, the computer can come up to, it's quadrillion. That's it.
Well, the computer still has a very narrow mind. Next slide, please. We can pull out to this class. It's intention and defense of ego. Alright. The title of the talk is Forget Me Not, the name of a nice flower. And could you please help me to welcome Dr. Roy Chen.
Thank you. Hi, welcome everyone.
Now, last week we talked about the ego, and don't worry, you won't miss much. And if you miss much, it's because we're going to review it anyways. Next slide, please. The first slide is basically a summary of the last lecture. Characteristics of ego. Ego has context, structure, and relies heavily on identification. Last week we defined context as the circumstances in which something happens and something to be considered. So it's not just a thing, it's also an idea. And context identification is conditioned by the environment, upbringing, and culture. I think we don't argue on that one. Structure is a thought process, and I really like to emphasize the word thought. Okay? Underlying ego's identification with form. So if you not entirely sure, please go over the lectures on the internet, okay, in our website.